Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We don't have a budget yet. We don't have a farm bill. House Ag Committee Chairman Frank Lucas hopes to have a draft bill by week's end. Debbie Stabenow, Senate Ag Committee Chairman, acknowledges there are a lot of differences to be worked out, but she has hope. They are just hoping. The most difficult gap to bridge is the level of cuts in the food stamp program. The House cuts $40 billion over 10 years. The Senate cuts $4 billion. That's a difference of $36 billion. Not even close. Then we have the country of origin labeling battle that has been going on for years. Canada and other countries challenged our rule that meat be labeled with the country of origin. The World Trade Organization agreed with Canada. I think country of origin labeling is a really bad rule. But here's the problem. We have hogs born and raised in Canada that are shipped into the United States for slaughter. We have hogs that are born in the United States, shipped to Canada to be fed to market weight, and then shipped back to the United States for slaughter. To comply with the cool rule, the processor would have to segregate the animals coming into the slaughterhouse. Couldn't mix the U.S. hogs with those that came in from Canada. Processing lines would have to be segregated. This is all a costly waste of money and facilities. Plus, it's not fair to the Canadian producers that want to sell their hogs in the United States. Country of origin labeling is not cool. Another sticky point may be the sugar program. Our sugar program is a throwback to the old days. In the early 80s, USDA would make loans to producers for grain, dairy products. If the prices didn't rise above the loan rate for the farmer to pay back the loan, the government just took the grain. Of course, that meant USDA was stuck with millions of dollars worth of grain that wasn't worth the dollars loaned. And today, USDA is sitting on 300,000 tons of sugar and will lose millions of dollars. Most of our farm programs have long since gotten away from this. Sugar should do the same. Let the market work. The last issue I will bring up today is Representative Steve King's amendment to stop states from passing laws that restrict trade between states. A specific example is California law that will not allow imports of eggs into California unless the laying hens' cages meet cage standards of California. If legislation like that is allowed to stand, different states, different standards can tie our country in knots. Chicken eggs will be just the beginning. What's next? Pork, beef, or maybe wine? End of time. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.